really get his head in the game.
And they drive down the court. Westmont tries to shoot one from the free throw line. Now good rebound control by the Warriors. Warriors bring it up the court. Kevin Rice is on the left side, covered by Gallagher. Throws it over to Dice. Dice goes covered by Kaufman. Kaufman tips it off him. Dice has to go out of bounds. Be north here and back under the Bearcats basket. 4:57 remaining here. 24-6. The Bearcats over North here. And I really thought this would be a much tighter game.
Yeah, North Huron really, they got off to a bad start, and that's going to really hurt them in the end. They've got to really play a catch-up game now.
Dice inbounds it to Rice. Rice loses it, but Dice picks it up. He comes from under the basket, and the basket on off the glass. 24-8. 4:50 to go in the first. Here comes the full-court pressure. 1-2-1-1. Full-court press by the Warriors. Dan gets through it. Gives it to Gravel. Gravel gives it over to Kaufman. Kaufman shoots it. Moves up. Josh Rice fights for the Warriors. Here comes the Bearcats for full pressure. They steal it right out of the hands of Kevin Rice, there by Gravel. They are pushing up the court to Terry Clark. Yep. By Jack Schimanski. So the big guy is going now, and he's having his line.
Yeah, Josh White, he's really having a great night.
And he's working hard. He's got 3-4 Northian Warriors that are trying to box him out and keep him from those rebounds, but Josh is not going to be slapped right now. He's fighting real hard, and he's getting rewarded for it here.
Well, absolutely. He's got about 4 to 5 just offensive rebounds right now, and he's getting rewarded, getting points because of it.
And that last foul was on Jack Schimanski. That's his foul, so he heads to the bench with 4:24 remaining, and he's taking a 6-2 foot pointer down to Ivan Ferrer, and that's going to make it a little bit tougher for the Warriors underneath. And Bob gets the ball in the inbound, and he comes all the way up the court, and he's fouled from behind by Austin Drake, who was trying to pick his pocket there, and got a little bit more than his pocket. So they are in the 1-1 bonus here. Bearcats are in the bonus, along with North Huron. Rest of the way out here in the first half, 4:20 to go, 29-18. And Bob goes to the line, misses it, rebound controlled by Maxwell. Maxwell goes up, and he's fouled from behind by Josh White. And Josh is showing just a little bit of being tired right now. That was kind of a lazy foul. He reached over the top of him instead of going straight up there. So Maxwell's going to go to the line there. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. The big guys, there's a lot of running down the court with this ugly running down offense, and that ends up a very tired foul. You learn when you're a big guy to not do that. You front your man, and that was just a lazy foul.
Checking out of the game for the Warriors is Eric LaPrance.
Les Prince.
And checking into the game for him was number 20, Tom Fisher, 5'9" junior. And the second basket was good by Dice, making it 29-10. Ball pushed up the court by Gravel. Gravel bounces it off one of the North Huron defenders' foot, and it's going to be Bearcat ball underneath their basket. 4:11 remaining here in the second quarter, 29-10. Bearcats with the lead. Drake looks to inbound it. Throws it out here to the right side to Gravel. Gravel scores up for the three. Rains the three. Knocking up 32-10. Back out. Here comes the full-court press. Now we've got Fisher that brought it up the court. Got it right off the court. No problem bringing it up there, but a wild shot put up. No good. Rebound control by Kaufman. Kaufman brings it to the other end for the back out. They throw it over to Drake for the 20-footer from the left side. And it's good. 34-10, Bearcat. 3:45. Full court press again, this time they do it. Fox gets the ball off court, he brings it up the court, finds an open net, but it's tipped away by Josh White. They seem to be doing a good job here, Eric, of beating Ugly's press, but then they get down here to finish it, and they get tipped away, or they take a wild shot instead of a set shot.
And that just wastes time. That's a coach's nightmare. You really got to find that rhythm, and until North Huron does that, they're going to continue to lose the battle.
Back in bounded it to Carter. Carter put the shot up. It was no good. He got his own rebound, put it up. It was no good. Marshall Lightman controls that rebound. He brings it up the court, feeds it out to Drake, who thinks about the three, and then decides to pass it inside to Gravel. Gravel plays it to Lightman. Lightman makes a beautiful spin move to the basket and lays it up and off the glass. 36-10. North Huron loses the ball again on the inbound as it's stripped away by the backup. Now the backup's not a hard time getting the handle off the earth. Stop it by both Drake's hand and Lightman's hand.
That was incredible footwork by Lightman in that little spin. That's a coach's dream right there.
I'll tell you what, Lightman puts a lot of time into his game from last last year to this year, he worked very hard over the summer, and you can really see that in his footwork. It takes a lot for a high school player to learn their footwork, and that's something that the Ugly Post players are pretty good at right now. And that time, the ball was inbound underneath, full court pressure. Shrivsky makes to it out, and hits Boss's feet, come right back to him, and now they're having trouble getting it. It's picked away between Ugly and North Team, and here, and finally gets it under control across the timeline here. 2:49 to go. 36 point Bearcats with the lead. Boss tries to throw it inside to Maxwell, but Maxwell is fouled from behind by Booms. Booms was leaning on and pushed off on. That was a good call. You can't hand check in high school basketball, and Booms had his hands all over him when he went to go for that. That'll be Booms' first team's 10th. So the Warriors should be in a double bonus here the rest of the way out. Maxwell goes to the line. 2:44 remaining, 36-10, and Maxwell's first shot up, no good. Checking into the game, Eric, is
Brian White, number 20. He's a junior guard.
And he came in for Brandon Glaza. Second shot by Maxwell's up, no good. After the front of the rim, Marshall left point just rips it down. Him and Eric Booms both hit it. Marshall brings the ball off the court, brings it to the right side, takes it all around, and he's struck by Mike Saransky, but the official didn't think that was a strip. I thought that was a pretty clean strip there by Saransky. What's your thought?
Well, when you get two guys in there, the refs, you know, it's a tough job being a referee when you got a bad angle and you see something different than we do.
Yeah, the key word there was bad angle. He actually gave that foul to number 20, Tom Fisher, and Fisher was way back. I mean, the ball was out. I had a ball playing his hand before Fisher even got in there. So that's a good indication, Eric, that, yeah, he had a bad position. And it's tough when the game moves this fast sometimes. Ball plant missed his front foot, and down on the spot, Booms there, gets it, puts it right back up in. 38-10, back at 2:27. North here gets it across the timeline. They feed it down inside to Fisher. It's put the wide by Booms. I think we jinxed ball plant here. He's missed a couple in a row, which is unusual for him.
Yeah, that you don't see a whole lot of that.
North Heron getting inbounded underneath. Maxwell looks to give it inside from under the basket. Can't find it. Has it stolen away. Maxwell gets out. Please pick up all the way. Open it up the basket. Short. Couldn't get the layup in. Rebound control. Pass. Drake. Drake. The layup. Makes the basket. 40-10. They're going to get the lead. 2:09. And Bearcats come back with a press. And Drake got that reach-in foul again. That's his second reach-in foul. And Coach Pickler by the way explaining to him, Austin, that's the second time you reached in there. You got to move your feet a little bit quicker. He picks up his second, team seventh.
Absolutely. I'm just surprised by this North Huron team. It's 2 minutes to go in the half, and they're already down by 30. They're really going to have to show a lot of effort to come back and win this one.
And I'm sorry, Bearcats are in a double bonus here. North Huron gets to shoot two the rest of the way out here in this quarter. And the first one there by Dice is no good. Second shot up, it's good. 40-11, 2:09 to go here in the first half. Bearcats with a commanding lead. And got a ball with us here. I believe we just lobbed off. I'm not sure if you still have us there or not. But we got lobbed off here. So ball with us. I believe you're still getting that audio. So we'll continue with our audio.
Get totally free checking at the Port Austin State Bank. That's right, free checking accounts with no monthly service charge. Senior citizens even receive free checks. The Port Austin State Bank also offers the convenience of online banking. Securely pay bills from your home, office, or laptop. View check images, make account transfers, or check your balances. If you need a mortgage, consumer loan, or refinancing, now is the time because rates are at historical lows. See the local people that care about you at the Port Austin State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
See Tom Schmidt at the Fine & Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Everyone at the